Welcome to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan. I'm a chiropractor extraordinaire who speaks the language of the body, not to be confused with body language. Join me on this show as I disrupt current beliefs about where health comes from and how you can discover your greatest health potential without having to spend hours away from your life's work in order to do so. Because reaching these levels of health is possible once you learn how to carry on a dialogue with the greatest creation to ever exist, the human body. By tuning into the whispers your body speaks and addressing them, you avoid the potential damage that is created when the body begins to scream, allowing you to experience healing in a whole new way. This show will guide you towards true health so you can continue to change the world. Your body holds the answers. I'm here to help you discover them on the Body Talks podcast, starting now. Welcome back to the Body Talks podcast with Dr. Brooke. I'm really, really excited to share with you guys my guest who's sitting to my right. Before I get started, though, episode one, I shared a story, my personal health journey story, about a doctor who I was introduced to, and I showed up to his office with a huge bag of supplementation and saying, hey, this is everything I'm taking. What do I really need to be taking? And it came, if you did hear that episode, it came down to one item in the entire bag of supplements that I was taking that I actually needed. And of that supplement, I wasn't even taking a dose high enough that my body could recognize. So my health journey before meeting this gentleman to my right was really all about just kind of listening to different health practitioners, listening to different health coaches and friends and family and the media about what is great for you and what is not, until I realized that when you learn to really tap into what your body is speaking and what it is saying, that health opens up to a whole new level and you don't need to sit there and spend all of your life trying to get healthy and do all of these things. So before I introduce you to this doctor, I want to read to you an excerpt out of the book, Decoding the Human Body Field, The New Science of Information as Medicine. Why should ill people who don't even feel like getting out of bed have to drag themselves from office to office, clinic to clinic, in search of someone who could figure out what's going on in their bodies? Why couldn't someone devise a way to let the body tell us what is going on with it and how it can best correct itself? With that said, I'm really excited to introduce you all to Dr. Keith Roberts, the Body Whisperer.
thank you, Dr. Brooke.
So Dr. Roberts, will you share with our audience your background, kind of how you got, you know, started in the health and wellness space, and then really how you got to this place in your life where you really truly know how to speak to the body and communicate with it in a way that it understands?
Oh, thank you. I started way back as a phys ed teacher, actually, at a university in New York, and moved on up to Massachusetts and taught at Smith College, a great Ivy League school, and coached all the racket sports there. So I was always into outside sports. My brother-in-law had gone into chiropractic school a year before I did. And so I left the Smith College and moved on and went into chiropractic. When I started learning about applied kinesiology and muscle testing, it sounded really good because I could see a change. You can do manipulation, which is all great and helps a lot of people, but it's really valuable when you can see a change right away. And the person feels a change. You can find objective findings that show a change. It shows that you're doing something. And so I kept going in that area and met many doctors down in Houston when I started working there, who started, I brought down and started doing seminars with. And this one doctor, Dr. Alan Beardall, who was a genius back then, just brilliant guy. And he took muscle testing and said, wait a minute, there's a lot more divisions to a muscle than just testing the muscle. So now we got more specific, saying for athletes and top people and people with serious problems, we need to look a little deeper into, wait, is it that division, this division? And he broke that down into organs associated with it more specifically. And he also had hand modes, or what's called mudras, kind of like holding your hands when you meditate, or a monk does that. And they actually would communicate with the body. It's kind of like typing on the computer. You can't get information unless you type it in and say, hey, I want to know about this. Google this. And so instead of a CPU in your computer, your brain acts as a CPU. And if we can get the message to the brain can go, wait a minute, I don't have enough enzyme down there. I don't have enough hormones. Oh, there's an injury I didn't attend to. And so we're communicating and helping a computer make better connections. Dr. Beardall showed us probably 400 different static hand modes, where we just have the patient hold these hand modes, lock it in, and then we can work our way down to the problem, which was great. We learned probably 400, but as I developed it, I said, well, yeah, how about if I make that more dynamic? Mm-hmm. And making it dynamic means we can speed that up much, much faster and just go right down, just like a file cabinet. I mean, go, well, is it structural, chemical, emotional, electromagnetic? Is it a toxicity, an allergen? Is it an infection? Is it a deep emotional issue that's really buried? And now we can do that very, very quickly. And so many times when we work now, the patient goes, doesn't know what we're doing. They go, oh yeah, I do have that problem. I remember when that happened. And if you eliminate those factors, it makes it so much easier for the body to make those connections to the brain. Just like the vagus nerve, which comes from the brain, that goes to many areas, has a branch to the heart. It controls enzymes and peristaltic action in the intestines. Well, that's a two-lane highway. So the brain wants to know more information, 9 different avenues going up to the brain mm-hmm. to give it information, only one going down, because that's easy. Once it has the information, it can say, oh, do this, make more enzyme, have more action, get that intestine moving. So very important to make that, to see how that's all connected. And that's what we do. We say, how is that connected with the brain? How do we get it there?
Right. So we're putting information into the system to have the body give us more information out as to what is going, like what is could be potentially wrong with it.
Absolutely.
Like what systems need to be addressed, what emotional issues or neurological issues, or, you know, like you mentioned, all those different types of different things that could go wrong in the body. So you also mentioned applied kinesiology, and there's a big, huge body of science behind applied kinesiology and a lot of practitioners that practice muscle testing in different shapes, forms, and that. But I want to know from you, because I know, and I will share my aspect of it as well, but I want to know what from you, like what makes you different from a specific applied kinesiology practitioner, or even somebody who does hand moding? Because like you mentioned, you know, Dr. Beardall had 400 different static hand modes, but how is your dynamic system a little bit different than that?
Well, we try and pull energy from, you have to have enough knowledge to have more intuition. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can't just go, oh, give me the answer. Well, but if you know about how the body works, which is why we do thousands of hours of webinars and seminars, and you learn a lot more and you go, oh, wait a minute, I can see how that connection goes with that. Now I can input this hand mode to tell the brain what's going on. Right. And so we kind of pull from intuition and from a higher kind of energy, if you will, and combine that with physical thing so we can get the two working together.
And it's something that I actually speak about a lot, is really working to get the 4 tiers of health, which are the physical aspects of ourselves, the spiritual aspect, the emotional and the mental aspect, all in alignment so that we reach these levels, these optimal levels of health without having to throw so much up against a wall and hope something sticks. Because we shouldn't be having to spend hours upon hours, you know, doing crazy amount of workouts, doing, you know, crazy amount of supplementation and doing all these like health food diets that we think are right for us. the greatest thing about a practice like this and the work that we do here is really getting to see how each person's body responds to different things. And it is truly healthcare as unique as the person, right? Like avocados, generally speaking, are healthy for are healthy in the general world, right? But it doesn't mean that they're healthy for everybody. You know, quickly speaking about that is avocados have, you know, what is it? Cross-reactive latex. With latex. And so if you have a latex allergy, you can be sensitive to avocados, or you could be sensitive to tomatoes because of something else. And so you really have to be so in tune with what your body is seeking and what it's needing to do its job. And it doesn't need a whole lot of things. You know, we see a lot of really chronic cases, you know, people struggling with all sorts of different things, like full-blown like diabetics, people with autonomic neuropathy. And we really have simple solutions and fixes to these chronic conditions by really being able to tap into the body and figuring out what it needs to do its job properly. And with that said, we will see you right after this break.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Ricky Schwartz, certified life coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business. So how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz. Live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
All right, welcome back. As you know, I am here with my mentor and the most incredible doctor that I've ever come across in my entire life, Dr. Keith Roberts. He's such a humble guy. He's not going to take that very well, but it's my honest feeling. And I feel very blessed and lucky and, you know, whatever you want to call it, to get to spend time with him every single day, to get to spend time with him, learning about the body and how we can communicate with it. So we talked about his background. We talked about like how he is different than other practitioners. I would like to know, Dr. Roberts, what your most memorable moments in practice have been throughout the years.
Wow, there's quite a few. Probably the first big one is recovering autistic kids. Mm-hmm. A child who would fall out of bed because his legs don't work or had no speech. And within a week, he's starting to say words. And finally, it got to a point where we took him to another doctor up north who was the expert. And he goes, yep, this kid's recovered. And then we had another child who eventually went on to become one of the champion spelling bee in her school area in the district. We've had people who have skull fractures and bad concussions that couldn't say words practically and recover. We've had a guy who was recently here for 3 weeks from up north, California, who would fall down in the shower, and the medical doctors, he couldn't stand. He could barely walk. He was in a wheelchair. They said he's got 3 weeks. And he came down. Sorry, it gets emotional.
No,
the guy, and he's walking without anything. I mean, it's amazing. We're surprised all the time with what you can do. We never give up on people, because I do research on the technique every single day, hours, coming up, well, what's the better combination that we can get the message in? How do we get there? But once you find it, it just opens everything up. It's like hammering the key, you know, to the city. You say, oh, there it is. Everything just showed us what to do. And you put it all together and the body fixes it. That's the amazing thing about the body. I mean, so many people with such difficult problems, and they're really not that hard once you get in there and find it. We had a fellow just yesterday, first time, and he was so bent over and looked scoliotic with a scoliosis curve in his back. And he was speaking slowly, a major executive, and lost so many things because he had an aneurysm in a part of the brain called the cerebellum. Mm-hmm. He had that fixed, but still had deficits.
Yeah, he had mentioned he was speaking to thousands of people at different conventions, at different conferences. Part of his business was his speaking ability to speak to these large crowds, to draw business into his company. And he's now succumbed to not being able to hardly speak to a single person.
Right. Well, we finished with him, and the man was practically perfectly straight. Yeah, I was so surprised. I mean, he was in bad, bad position, and he's almost perfectly straight as soon as we finished. And so those are the kind of results that go, wow, we're on the right track here, you know, and let's keep moving forward, keep getting better.
So with that said, Dr. Roberts, I know one of the big questions that we get asked all the time by friends and family members of patients, such as the ones that he mentioned, and, you know, just regular patients in the office as well that aren't dealing with such chronic complex cases, but, you know, need simple solutions to some of the health challenges they're facing. But the biggest question we ask is, well, what are you doing? You know, my sister or my brother or my aunt and uncle want to know, what are you doing for this patient? And so oftentimes we kind of look at each other and chuckle, because it's like, we're every single treatment with every single person is so different and so unique in what shows up in that particular session, in that particular day, in that time and place. And so, you know, we never know. We have to kind of look back in our notes and go, oh, okay, that's what we were working on, or that's what showed up for the body that particular day. Oh, that's how we address that. So none of it is, you know, to say it again, nothing is one size fits all. It's not, you know, this, okay, this patient showed up for 3 weeks, came driving down, you know, spent 3 weeks in San Diego, and we did the same exact thing, you know, day in and day out the entire time he was here. No, it was very unique. It was very different. We did, you know, some cold laser therapy. Some of the frequencies were different than the other ones the day before. And it was just based on getting the reading, getting the information out of the brain, and figuring out what the body needed support with at that time. And as things began to correct and get better, other things would show up that needed attention. They weren't the priority. They were down on the list, but as the priority items got addressed, everything else was like, hey, I'm here now. Can you handle my situation? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there anything practice-wise, I guess, that you would like to maybe share with audience members, like in how they can kind of connect with Cardiff Health and Wellness, the work that we do? I mean, I know you mentioned a lot about the work that we do here, but how can someone connect with you specifically?
Well,
he's such a star.
Yeah.
I'm putting him out there.
No, we love seeing patients, especially the ones who haven't had results from other doctors. There are many good doctors and many good practitioners get great results. If you're not getting the results you want, then you got to go, well, why? You have to ask the question, why? Okay, why is that? Why is the result not happening? Maybe a good doctor, maybe you didn't do enough of what you needed to do. Maybe you're taking one a day of something, you needed two or three a day. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't reach this level, which is called hormesis, you have to reach a level where you, a heroic level, to get the effect. Mm-hmm. If you're just, well, I kind of avoid gluten, that's not going to work.
Right.
You know, you that's been showing you need 1/32nd of a thumbnail, just as like a just a grain almost, and you can have a reaction for 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. That's not for everybody, but for people who have a serious problem, you better be strict. If you're not prepared to do that, then you're not going to get the result you want. Mm-hmm. So we're here improving our job. You got to do your job too, but we're willing to help anybody who feels they're not getting the result they want.
Absolutely. I love that. And it is so true. Like I want to share just briefly a quick story of mine. I know I shared one in the beginning when my first, you know, interaction with Dr. Roberts back in 2014, and how, you know, things have brought me here to my life with him every single day. I did go to chiropractic school myself, and I knew in the back of my mind, I want to practice chiropractic like Dr. Roberts. Like, I don't want to practice traditional chiropractic, although there's merit in what that does. Sometimes the body is not ready to handle a forceful adjustment, you know, which is sending massive signals to the brain all at once. And so I knew in my mind, as I'm going through the chiropractic program, I want to do what Dr. Roberts does. And so, you know, I kind of kept myself in his awareness and kind of, you know, hey, I'm home for spring break. Can I come see you? Can I? We have so much fun with you guys. We get along so well. Yeah. We make each other laugh. But anyways, so, you know, I obviously, you know, the ending to that story, because I've been here and I've been mentored by him and get to see all of these amazing benefits and seeing my own, you know, benefits of what I'm learning being put into practice with friends and family members myself. And so anyways, when he spoke about, you know, you need to reach a certain dose or be able to reach a certain level of supplementation sometimes that the body can even recognize that hitting that heroic dose. I, you know, at one point in my history, I had some gynecological concerns and, you know, I was given, you know, all of these, you need to do this biopsy, you need to get this done and go through all these procedures. And so I did all the procedures as recommended. And everything came back, you know, clean slate, which is great. That was, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Fast forward to 2 years ago, and my readings then came back for that particular time abnormal again. And they wanted me to go through another, you know, course of action and proceedings. So I did the second step, and then COVID happened, and I moved back to San Diego, and I didn't really get through the entire procedure. So he doesn't know this whole story. I didn't say anything to him about that. And so he's doing some work on me. You know, I'm his doctor, he's my doctor, and he's working on me, and it shows up, you know, some sort of pathology. Again, this is my personal story. So it shows up a pathology in that region. And we have a supplement that we work with, or that, you know, we have, and that particular supplement on the bottle, it says one pill once per day, 60 capsules in the bottle. So essentially it's like a 2 month supply if you follow that suggested serving size, and it's about $100. Well, based on my body, based on the treatment that I needed 3 capsules twice a day. So a 600% increase from what the actual bottle stated. Now imagine you go through this, you get the supplement, you do the one tablet or the one capsule per day, and you know you think you have a 2 month supply when in reality it's only 15 days based on what your body is actually needing. So you're wasting money, you're wasting time, and you're not even getting the full benefit that you can out of actually addressing the amount in the appropriate timing that the body is seeking and asking for. So any comments or anything to add to that? But that's my personal story.
Dr. Burke is an excellent doctor, and she's come a long way. And I'm very proud of her. And at some time in the near future, probably I'll be retiring and she will be here. So I have total faith in her though.
He says that, and we talk about it and we joke, but it's funny because patients love the duo. Like, I think that they've never really experienced a duo like this, and we have fun, and, you know, we make healing fun, right. And we make it, you know, of course there's times to be somber and serious, and, you know, and we do our job and we are very thorough. But we like to laugh and we like to, you know, engage the patient in the healing process. And it's really awesome. This is something he's done for so many years, ever since I've even known him. But he has on top of the ceiling, when patients are lying on their back and they're looking up, it says, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. And they see that and it gets embedded into their, you know, like physiology and all of that. And it's so beautiful. And so, you know, it's just something to really consider when you're looking at healthcare, really looking at healthcare that's unique for you and not something that, you know, your friend of a friend of a friend told you to. So I am just greatly honored and blessed to have you here. Thank you so much for being my first guest on my first podcast. Oh. And really appreciate you, Doc. And just, yeah, I'm really grateful for you. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, Doc. And for all of you out there listening, if you are interested in hearing more about what we do, continue to follow along on the journey of the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke, and also connect with us here at Cardiff Health and Wellness. We are, you know, open to helping you and figuring out solutions to your problems. So with that said, Dr. Brooke signing off with another episode of the Body Talks Podcast with Dr. Brooke.
Thanks for tuning in to the Body Talks Podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, where you're learning to pay close attention to the whispers your body is speaking so you can live a life fully expressed physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally without spending time and money on healthy items that aren't right for you. You're uniquely made and your healthcare needs should reflect that. To learn more or how you can work with me, visit drbrookesheehan.com, that's Brooke without an E, and discover your answers today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.